The following is a presentation of the Wide Open Mic Podcast Network. For information on this and other podcasts, please go to www.wideopenmic.net.
Fellas, don't drink that coffee. You'd never guess. There was a fish in the percolator.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
There was a fish. There was a fish. There was a fish in the percolator. There was a fish. There was a fish. There was a fish.
It's time.
There was a fish. There was a fish. There was a fish in the percolator.
Welcome. Sheila. Yes, with us, and guests.
Hey, everybody! Woo! Welcome back! Firecast with us, our first brand new episode recorded in 6 months. I'm freaking excited, man. 6 months later. Let's just get this party going. I'm Gunner. With me is my bestie with the testes, Mr. Kevin Pickledeal.
What's up, bro?
And my bestie with the breasties, Miss Kelly Neal. That's you, Cal. Can't hear you.
Oh, hi.
Are you non-existent over there?
She got muted.
I am non-existent. No, I was playing around with the mute button. I'm sorry.
That's okay, man. We're back.
Let's start again.
You want to start again?
No.
We are good. Man, we are back. I'm so excited. I don't know about you guys. I'm excited. It's been far too long since we've been back.
I'm excited to hear the percolator song. It's been a while.
Yeah, I like the dances of that song. We always do that. We always dance. We are on Skype. We see each other.
Now we do.
But
not in the old days of the podcast when we couldn't see each other. Back in the old days. And now I just... Emojis? Pickles thrown?
Oh my god, you really... Oh, that's so precious. Is that on your jitterbug?
It's on my little phone here. I just started pushing buttons. That's cool.
Well, we are here today to talk about Twin Peaks. 6 months away. It's been 6 months. I believe it'll be 6 months this Saturday. What's today is March 1st, which is Thursday. The 2nd will be Friday. Yeah, Saturday is the 6 month anniversary of the finale of Twin Peaks: A Return. So I thought it would be cool to kind of get back out here and discuss it, having 6 months gone by. Let me fill a couple things in about this show for those that are just joining us for the first time, which is probably no one. This was a show.
We're really cool, though. Just believe me, we're really cool and stuff.
Well, so this show was... this show we had planned out, but I think we even talked about this pick before they announced the return. Like, we always talked about, we should do a Twin Peaks podcast. We should do a Twin Peaks podcast.
I think we confirmed that in real life. Didn't we confirm that? I think I listened to a podcast and I was like, oh yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. We did it.
I think we talked about this on another podcast.
Yeah, we have another podcast, Gunner.
We're old.
We've been discussing. Here, let me tell you, Pick. We were discussing how long it's been since we've been officially podcasters, since I have my phone, and you all listening are at my mercy because I'm the one with a big bank of microphones. I like that, Pick. There's a little Gary for you.
I was wondering what that was.
Deviant sex.
Was that supposed
to... Yeah, I recall now. I recall. Contender.
Yes.
Okay. So let's... You know he's going to win him an Oscar this weekend, by the way.
I think he will. So, really quickly on the Oscars, no Harry Dean Stanton getting nominated. That disappointed me. I think I'm the only person that saw that movie, so that's probably why he didn't get a nomination, but it seemed like it was all about him. All right, pick the... Wow. So, the first episode we ever recorded, released March 7th, 2013, so... Dude, that's like 5 years next week. So we're almost at the 5-year anniversary for the Wide Open Mic Podcast Network in general.
Was that before when me and Nick came up?
Oh, that was long before. That was when it was you, me, and Sean. Sean came to my house. We recorded my living room off the card table, and then we Skyped you in. And then Alfie joined us for a little bit. And then Sean and Alfie left and we brought Nick in. Nick joined us for a while. Then Kelly came, joined us for a while. We brought in the Lopi. And we've had some on and off people join us. But Firecast with us has always been and will always be us three. I don't ever want to do this show without the three of us. This is our thing right now.
So. Yeah,
but you
and
know,
I definitely want to do something else too, like you're talking about. Yeah, we'll discuss that later. But
we got some ideas.
It's been really fun. You know, I grew up loving Twin Peaks. You know, because of Kevin, and I met you through Kevin, and it's you know, a fun thing to talk about. And David Lynch is, you know, definitely an interesting filmmaker. So.
Did y'all see that thing that came out today about the David Lynch teaches typewriting game?
No, is it?
Yeah, I'll send you a link. It's a game that you download, and it's teaching you typing or something, and apparently, like, the keyboard starts moving, and they have, like, bugs and all this stuff. I'll pull a link up, see if I can find it.
That's funny. So this show has had a bumpy ride, and I want to apologize. I know I shouldn't do this, but every time we come on, I apologize about it. But I just had personal crap going on, and we got backed up. And then, like, I saw that it was the 6-month coming up, so I'm like, I want to go back and do a new show. And then I had a death in my family again, which kind of derailed this. I released. And this whole time we'd recorded all the episodes. We were just like a bunch of episodes behind. And then I released the wrong file. So anyone that downloaded the 12, 13, 14 realized
that was me.
It was,
I did.
It was 12, 13. And then about halfway through the 13, it was completely unedited. And there's stuff that I shouldn't have had in there, so I apologize about that. But
like what was in there?
Well, I mean, I cut it out. So just, I don't know, like, you were talking about personal stuff that I wouldn't have put in there normally when we when we stopped recording.
No, you fibber.
No, you mentioned about how your friend passed away. You talked about that.
Oh,
so I wouldn't put that in because that's kind of personal. And I didn't mean to.
Okay.
I just didn't. I had thought I'd finished editing the whole thing, but then I realized.
Well, it's in now.
Yeah, I'm going to release it, put it out tomorrow with the new file because I found the corrected file. But to be honest, you know, we were like 6-7 episodes behind when the finale, releasing them. And the finale came and it crushed me. And pick you too. You look like you wanted to cry that entire final podcast. Like you were, it's like, I mean, I haven't seen you that upset in years. And it's like, you wanted to love it because you love Twin Peaks. You love everything about Twin Peaks. You're ready to defend it with your life, but you hated it. You didn't, you hated it. At the time.
At first. At the time.
And
at the time, I just wanted the closure. You know, I wanted the answers. I wanted to get my 25 years of waiting and wanting, and you know, and that whole last episode, just from the beginning of it, I was just like, "What the fuck?" You know, you know, and so at first, but you know, we'll get into that later on, I'm sure.
And I mean that I couldn't bring my, I was so, and I think part of it was I built this thing up so much that when that finale, I was so let down by the finale that I couldn't even bring myself to watch it again. Like, I tried so hard. I put it on. I made it through, like, I watched the first episode, like, two or three times, maybe, just trying to get through it, and I just stopped. I'm like, I don't want that pain again. But, as we'll discuss 6 months later, how I feel. So, Cal, how do you feel? After watching the finale, looking back now 6 months later, how did you feel after that finale?
yeah, after the finale, I felt torn. I was very confused. You know, I still am confused.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's it. I'm confused. The whole journey from start to finish, you know, from what I thought it was going to be to what it ended up to be is completely, you know, different. So, you know, I think that's, you know, one of the coolest things about this show is even back then when it was original, it was weird and off, and it had a sort of a humor too, and so I think that it kind of modernized that in the return. But I also I feel like I wouldn't say that David Lynch, you know, was screwing with his fans or whatever, so to speak. I think that, you know, he definitely has a sense of humor, but you're right about the answers thing, Kevin. I you know, there's, speaking as a Twin Peaks fan, answers is different from somebody else. It's like, I don't really want to know everything, but I wouldn't mind having something, you know, more. Gosh, I wish words escape me right now. That's kind of how it is watching this. You know, you try to think about it and analyze things and you know, an open mind and artistically, you know, not just in how the scenes are shot and how the actors are and how the mood is. And it's just, but also imagery, you know, with the rings and the everything. It's, I like how it, that's what I mean. I like how it modernized the old, but I don't know about the, Brad Cooper and Dougie and all that, you know, it's so comical, but I could not watch, you know.
Now, you brought up an interesting point, something that I was going to bring up later, but Kelly, you talked about Lynch effing with his fans. Pick, do you think Lynch was effing with his fans?
I think in a way, I think David just really just don't care. You know, he seems like the kind of person that does what he wants.
Well, with the scene where he's talking to the chick in the elevator, and he's like, yeah, Tammy, or whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this, the dialogue sometimes and the timing of the scenes and everything. It's like
the 8 minute sweeping scene.
Even before, you know, before it was like that too, but now it's just, I think, a little more exaggerated.
Well, I just think that, you know, the Twin Peaks fan base is so loyal, I guess you could say, that that Lynch could do anything and everybody would just be like, oh, he's just fucking genius, you know, like, you know, I think that, so I think that he kind of tested them, tests us just to, I won't say he fucks with us, but I think he likes that, you know, we praise him for everything. And
yeah,
that,
he can have total artistic, you know, reign over his projects, which is cool. I mean, you know, I think that's hard to come by, but I think that's kind of like his whole deal, though. It's like he makes you uncomfortable, but then he you know, there's humor and then there's seriousness and imagery at the same time. And, you know, throw a little sexy in there and a little madness and drugs and there you go. Next thing you know, you have a little monster in the behind the gas station dumpster. There's just put them all together, you know?
Yeah, no,
maybe they could have like a variety show.
Another thing that I was surprised about, because, you know, Lynch was on Showtime this time and he had all the freedom to do the, like you said, the sexy, the violence, the blood, et cetera, et cetera. And comparing that to all his other movies and went, ow, you shithead, that hurt. Cat just bit me. All right. Anyway, just the whole freedom that he did have with all his past movies, everything's been gratuitous, quote unquote, real extravagant, you know, as far as, and so with being on Showtime, I figured he pushed a little bit more boundaries than he did. I thought, you know what, there was only two episodes that had nudity in it this year.
But he did have some really cool vomit and that was the coolest thing ever, like getting sucked into the
not much blood.
That led the whole world where he falls down into non-existence and he rip Matthew Lillard's chick. And I love those scenes so much.
They ripped Matthew Lillard's scalp off his head. That was pretty violent.
Oof.
Yeah, but it was kind of cheesy violent. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, like.
What did you think about the Bob orb? I mean.
The
glove hand is just
the immortal rubber fist.
I love it. I love that.
So okay, so let me ask you. You haven't seen it since the finale, Co? Have you watched anything?
No, I haven't. I have not. You know,
do you ever plan on it or?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, I think I might have watched the first and second episode. And then, you know, other stuff started happening or whatever. I just don't really have a lot of time to sit around and watch TV, honestly. But I do like to read, you know, online about Twin Peaks, the episodes, and kind of like people's opinions about it and stuff. But I don't really get a lot of time to do that either. But no, I kind of wanted to, like you said, I wanted to stew on it. I'm still very confused about the Carrie thing. I love when Sarah ripped her face off and killed that weird dude that was awesome in the bar. So I'm not really sure what's going on with that. I'm just sort of like remembering certain scenes and how they kind of play in my mind and switch them around and. It's definitely out there. You know, I really, sometimes I think about scenes that are just ridiculous and it's so hard to get through. But then, you know, there's the amazing episode where they had all of the really interesting imagery and I was just mesmerized, you know, and I always.
Gotta like
that it, seven.
It almost seems like that whole episode just made it up for everything that was wacky and weird that I still love. So I think that's the whole idea about like Twin Peaks. It's there's so many things to like about it and there's so many things to be like, what?
Yeah.
I don't like to overanalyze things, but with it, you know, I just kind of like roll with the punches. But
So let me ask you a question, Pick. Did we do this to ourselves, overanalyzing on the podcast every second, every frame, every line of dialogue? Pick, did we give ourselves unrealistic expectations that we'll never, Lynch would never be able to accomplish?
Are we live now, or yeah, just live. Recording, or what?
Oh my God, he's going to have to edit this whole.
We just got to edit that part, but I think that, we did overanalyze a little bit, but I mean, that's kind of what's expected. I mean, for something like this.
I mean, literally the whole thing is, you know, there's a piece of gum on a stick. It's the arm. That's always been this, there's no way we could, understand it completely. So
you're supposed to analyze it.
You could analyze it slightly. Or even adamantly, but the whole thing is underlying thing is that it's not really. It's just if it's for each person's interpretation. So, just thinking about it that way, having an open mind that you won't understand everything, and just admire, you know, the effort that's placed there for the audience. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
How many times have you watched it since the what's been your viewing since the finale, Pick?
Me, I watched the finale about four times.
Just the finale?
Yeah, just the finale. After the whole thing was said and done, and I haven't gone back and rewatched the whole thing.
You mean you didn't watch the scene with the chick scratching her armpit for like? Over and over and over.
I was watching it, the arm. Yeah, that was Sky Fiera, and that's a singer.
She related to America Ferrera or Miguel Ferrera.
I think it's spelled differently.
Oh, is America Ferrera related to Miguel Ferrera?
No, that's. I think her name is Ferrara.
Oh, Ferrara.
Miguel Ferrer's
George
related
Clooney's
to
cousin.
Clooney.
Yeah, his cousin. So,
well, actually, he's related to Billy now. But
did you get to bury Billy?
I did not, but there's been a whole lot of drama about it.
What do you mean drama?
I don't know that I'm allowed to talk about it.
I don't know if anyone knows who Billy is, though. So I don't think I said his last name. If I did, I'll beep it out.
Sorry. I did.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll beep it out. Well, we'll change this.
I'll be glad to tell you guys, but, you know,
we'll talk about it after the show.
Okay, if you really want to know.
So me personally, I like I said, I maybe tried starting a couple times and never really made it through, but... I went back and I rewatched the entire series from episode one, and I did it as if we were recording the podcast, and I listened to the podcast again. I listened to the pregame. If it was one that we did a pregame before, I tried to listen up to, because we did that a couple times where we're like, all right, we're going to go watch it now. It starts in 10 minutes. So I tried to do it as it went, and it was, it made me love, I loved that ride again. Like, up until the finale, like, if you stop at after 16... Loved every second of watching it again, listening to our podcast. I get a chuckle like how freaking wrong we were about things. I was floored by how right we were about some things. The part where they found those missing pages, and I was like, those are the missing pages to Laura's diary. The part from Fire Walk With Me. And you guys were like, yeah, that's it. Good call. And then the next week, you're like, well, everyone knew that. I'm like, no, I had that first. But it was it really made me love this again, going on that journey again. So you know what? I have this now. And once these you know, these other episodes will be released, there's, you know, and this whole thing will be out there for all eternity, so everyone could do this again if anyone ever wants. Not that anyone will, but if they want, it'll be out there. And it brought me back to those days, because how excited were we during that time? I mean, it was the first time, and there hasn't been anything since, and the first time in a long time, that it was appointment viewing. I was in the bed every night, 8 o'clock, watching this show. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts. And now I didn't get to watch them all live, you know, but most of them I watched live. Because most of them we would record afterwards and talk about it. So I hope I one day find something to do that for again. You know, TV now is all about binge watching. I mean,
maybe, you know, Twin Peaks coming on TV like that will spawn more shows. I mean, you know, there's that one show, Riverdale, that
the Archie and Veronica and Jughead show.
You know,
I've never seen it, but I hear it's like Twin Peaks meets comic books.
I watch it. It's not Twin Peaks meets comic books at all.
Because that's what
I've never seen it, but.
It's got some dark imagery, and it does have, you know, take place in a high school, and it does have Madchen and Meek in it.
Oh, I love Madchen.
And the killer of the season did come crawling over a couch and into a camera wearing a Santa Claus suit. But other than that, no, it's definitely not Twin Peaks.
No one said that it was Twin Peaks.
No, I was just saying. It definitely tries to have that vibe, though. But no, it's a little.
Yeah,
cheesy.
I think they were trying. They were trying for that, but I think maybe they were also trying to maybe market towards younger people. Obviously.
Yeah.
So let me talk briefly about, let me recommend something for you, The Final Dossier. So you guys didn't read The Final Dossier, right?
No.
So
I did not.
The Final Dossier was unbelievable. It was amazing. I loved it. It was everything I wanted Secret History to be and wasn't. First time I read Secret History, I didn't like it. It seems to me what Final Dossier was they took all of the Twin Peaks stuff out of the Secret History of Twin Peaks, if that makes any sense. Because Secret History, there was a section on Big Ed and Norma's relationship, and they talked about Milfords, both of the Milfords. And then there was like a little chapter about Margaret and a little chapter. There was a chapter on Margaret. There was a little bit about Carl Rodd, who was Harry Dean Stanton. And for the most part, that there was nothing about the characters. And when I read, when that book came out, that's what I wanted. And it's funny because I was very disappointed when I first read it. Like, I didn't like it. And I'm not going to lie, I've read that thing 3 times now. And I love Secret History, but we'll get to that later. But, so Final Dossier, I'm not going to give a review of it. I want everyone to read it, just because I think it's worth it. If you love the original Twin Peaks, essentially...
Oh, I got all worked up. I was like, hey, I'm excited to hear about it.
Well, I mean, I can. I'll do some stuff. But so it
give us a synopsis here.
Yeah, I'll do that. So like the Secret History, it's set up like a dossier. And the ebook is phenomenal. I don't know how the regular book is. I don't know if it's actually looks like files, but that's kind of what the ebook is. So essentially, it's a bunch of files, and they go through and it's got fake dates and all this stuff. So let me go through each chapter is like a file, and it's a really short read. I don't even know anything about ebooks, but there's only 200 pages, which is like 50 pages in a regular book. Let me see about the audiobook. So if you guys have read The Secret Diary of Laura Palmer, I don't know if you've read that pick, right? You have it? You had it back in the day?
Secret Diary? Yeah, I gave it away, though, I think.
So that audiobook is like 6 hours. Final Dossier is 2 hours and 57 minutes. Secret History was...
How was the Secret History different from the other one?
The dossier. So you said
it was. It gave you more than the answer. You know,
so yeah.
I mean?
So like, Secret History was actually more about the myth of
the lodge.
Yeah, kind of like they don't. It's an outsider looking in, so it's a little confusing if you read it. They talk about aliens and stuff, but when you look at it after watching the series, a lot of it makes sense. It just kind of talks about stuff. But this, each chapter for Final Dossier, each chapter is on. It fills you in and it kind of fills in the gaps with the characters and stuff. So let me go through. They're broken up into like files. So here's the first one. It's dated September 6, 2017 from Tamara Preston to Gordon. So it kind of talks about, it's got like, makes it look classified and everything. Got a fake signature. So, okay. So, I'll go through and I'll explain the first file is on Leo Johnson. So, it talks about how Leo died. You want to know about this? Or are you going to read
it? Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to do this for everything. But here's Leo's autopsy report. This is what's in there. So, on the morning of April 8th, 1989, an autopsy was completed on the body of Leo Abel Johnson. Visible injuries.
Was his name Leo? I mean, like, really?
Leo.
Your name's Leo?
Leo Abel.
It's not Leonard or anything?
It just says Leo Abel Johnson. 5 visible injury, 5 gunshot wounds, numerous spider bites, electrical burns, bruises, cigarette burns. Internal injuries, bullet lodged near spine, damage to sinus cavity. Anatomical summary, 5 gunshot wounds to upper thoracic. Arachnid bites, tarantulas, electric burn marks, cigarette burns, bruising, bullet lodged internally near lower lumbar, 3rd vertebrae. Cause of death, 5 gunshot wounds. So they got Leo's autopsy report.
Wow.
And they actually have pictures and shows where all the bullets were, signed by Albert. It's really cool. I cannot recommend this book more highly.
So it's safe to say that he died.
Hey, why don't you guys buy it for me? And mail it. Wouldn't that be nice?
Off the record.
You guys want to buy me things, right?
Off the record, I
don't. Send me presents.
it's still on there. So you have it, Vic.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So yeah, that the first section, they talk about Leo. So I'll move on. Like I said, I'm not going to read all these, but...
So it's safe to say that Leo was killed by Wyndham?
It sounds like it. Or
I don't know.
So the second file is on Shelly Johnson. It talks about Bobby too. Third one is on the Horns and the Haywards, kind of their relationship.
Oh, the dad situation.
Yeah, and then there's a whole file on Donna Hayward. This one I remember. It talked about what happened to her afterwards. She did not have a happy life. Spoiler alert. And then there's a file on Ben and Audrey Horn. Next file is on Jerry Horn.
So what do you mean? So a file on them. So does it tell what how they ended up or whatever, or
for example, the Audrey one, it talks about how she left Twin Peaks, she became a model, how she got hooked on drugs. Yeah, not Audrey, I'm sorry, Donna. So yeah, it just tells her story. The Audrey run, it talks about Richard, you know. There's even a line, I just opened up to this thing.
I love how Richard died. It was great. Spoiler alert.
So let me, what the heck? I highlighted stuff. It talks about, it talks about Gerstein. They talk about her, who was Donna's sister. This is all in the, I think this is all about Richard's file. Well, they talk, here's a line for you right here. Chad Broxford, who's currently awaiting trial on a variety of charges, the timely intervention of her mother, Shelley, and her father, Deputy Bobby Briggs, appears to have spared Becky any
like
last...
Like Deputy
legal-
Chad?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's talking about Becky. Because that's in Donna's file. They talk about Gersten, and then they talk about the whole thing with
Shelley's daughter's boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah. So here, I'll read this last chapter for you. I read part of it, but.
What about Mike? Anything on Mike? Snake?
No, not really. So there's a file on Ben and Audrey Horn.
He's a real estate agent or whatever.
Yeah. There's a file on Jerry Horn. There's a file on the double R, which the double R one is awesome because it totally retcons the whole secret history. Because the secret history was completely effed up. Like, it's like they didn't watch the second season when they wrote it, and they wrote all this backstory about how Norma got the double R from her dead mom. Yet her mom shows up in the second season. So they kind of retcon that in this whole part about the double R. That's actually a pretty big file. There's a file on Annie Blackburn. Talk all about Annie. That's a short one. That one's kind of sad. There's a whole file on Wyndham Earl. There's a file on called Back in Twin Peaks. said I'm going to leave some of this stuff. There's one about the Miss Twin Peaks contest and Lana Bradford. Is her name Bradford? Lana Milford. Buddings Milford. There's a file on Dr. Jacoby, a.k.a. Dr. Amp.
Oh.
There's a file on... We're getting close to the end here. There's a file on Margaret Coulson, a.k.a. the Log Lady. There's a file on Harry Truman. There's a file on Major Briggs.
Which Harry Truman?
Sheriff Harry Truman. There's a file on Philip Jeffries.
Harry S. Truman.
There's a file on Judy. Talks a little bit about Judy. There's a file on Raymond Rowe. There's a file just called Today, which is a kind of about... talk about Laura in there. They talk about Cooper. And then there's like a final thought.
Yeah, who cares about those guys?
There's a final thought. So, yeah, like I said, it's an easy read. It's a short read. And it's just like everything you were disappointed that you didn't get to hear, they kind of talk about it. Like all that, like the Annie stuff I thought was really cool, and the Audrey stuff since they weren't in it. Finally find out what happened to Leo. That was kind of cool. And then, you know, some of the other stuff. I'm going to read this again, and maybe I'll start it tomorrow. It's such a short read that I wanted to read it today, but I didn't really get around to it. But, yeah, so I recommend that. Anyone out there, The Final Dossier. And The Secret History also. Secret History was pretty freaking cool, too. So I recommend those. Especially to you two guys. Read them so we can chat about it. So, well.
Will do, boss.
It sounds cool. I didn't do that. Yeah. It wouldn't be a podcast if weird music didn't just start randomly playing, would it? So,
nope.
How very David Lynch of you, Gunnar.
Yes. So, we got about 20 minutes left. I wanted to keep this about an hour. So let's just kind of talk about, I guess, our I don't want to say our final thoughts, but looking back at everything, Pick, I want to start with you. Now that it's been 6 months, tell me about Twin Peaks: The Return and Twin Peaks in general, how it affects your viewing of the whole world. Go, Pick. Let me hear.
Yes.
The whole world?
Well, the whole Twin Peaks world. So the series, Fire Walk With Me, you know.
Well, I think that Trump is represented by Bob. Let's see. No, after watching the Return, Twin Peaks is still my favorite show of all time. No matter what. I mean, it's like I said, even if I didn't like it, or if I was saddened by it, or disappointed, whatever, it's still better than anything I've ever seen on television, you know. And it got me at a point to where, yes, I was excited for the next Twin Peaks, but then now with the new stuff going on, I want more now, you know. I'm back in it, you know. I need to know something, and I keep seeking these answers, and reading all the theories and all these, you know, everyone's take on everything is amazing, dude. To tell you the truth, I mean, just to see the imagination that all these people put in.
There's so many storylines, you know, and they, I'm sure, connect somehow. Or don't, you know, you can make them connect, you can make them not connect, and imagining, you know, where they end up. We don't know. And, you know, what the heck happened at the end there, and what is happening with Sarah? Who is Mother? Is it Sarah? Who's Bob? You know, it's just the people in with the giant and all that. It's just beautiful. I love it. And it's less Twin Peaks town. They put that in there, but I like that they did more ethereal type scenes.
And one thing, though, when, you know, like the whole, we were watching it and we were talking about it, and we're sitting here watching Dougie, and we're like, oh, he's about to do it. He's almost Cooper. Oh, he's going to do it. And then we get one episode of Cooper.
But how badass was it when he said, I am the FBI? I mean, that's the pinnacle of the whole series right there.
Like, yes, like rolling all around. Yes,
we only had one episode of Cooper though out of 18, you know. But yeah, am I happy? I'm happy. Yeah, like I said, it's still the best thing I've ever seen on television, artistically and just challenging. Loved it. And how fucking awesome is it that, you know, some of the theories, like with that whole, the finale, how they had the actual owners of the house in it. You know?
Oh, those are the and actual people that own the real house?
Oh, you didn't read it?
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
That's, yeah, that's the actual owners of the house in real life.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and people were saying that, you know, that it breaks the fourth wall and all this, and that, you know, there's all these, yeah, looking at that, like on that little theory, if you get a chance. But, yeah.
Nah, man, that's awesome. So, how does, after watching The Return, does it make you look at Fire Walk With Me and the original series differently? Do you separate yeah. them? Do you consider them all one big connected thing?
I could see The Return as in a different entity, but in the long run of it, no. It's all part of the whole masterpiece, you know. I think that there's enough of the returning characters and whatnot to keep the universe intact in a way, you know, where it makes one whole collective.
Say you had a week of vacation and you thought, you know what, I'm going to watch all of Twin Peaks. I'm going to watch the original series. I'm going to watch Fire Walk With Me. I'm going to watch The Return. In what order do you watch them?
The way they came out.
So you'd watch probably the series before you watch Fire Walk With Me?
Yeah. I think so. Just because, I mean, that's how I remember them anyway, you know? Mm-hmm. And I can kind of handle the whole jumping around thing. I don't know. How would you do it?
You know, I think I would watch Fire Walk With Me.
You have a weird way of watching for first season anyway.
No, I mean,
I'm sorry.
I came around because I did watch last time I watched it. Let me just say that the first time I rewatched it, so this would be the second time, I watched the Fire Walk With Me. I watched the first season. And then I stopped after they revealed the killer. And then I went back and watched Fire Walk With Me again. But mm-hmm. I think for me, what The Return did was it made me love the show differently. I'll be honest with you. I gave two craps about the Twin Peaks part of Fire Walk With Me, the Philip Jeffries and the part with Chris Isaac. I couldn't get into it. I didn't really care about it. I mean, there were times where I literally skipped the first quarter of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I just wanted to get to Twin Peaks, but now, like, having watched The Missing Pieces, having watched The Return, I think I prefer the first half of Fire Walk With Me to yeah. the actual killing of Laura Palmer part. And I blame I blame The Return on that. And I blame Secret History. And even, I think my favorite thing out of all of them are Missing Pieces. Because holy crap, did that shed light on the series.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was Lynch, I think I wouldn't have released Missing Pieces. I think I would have incorporated them into the series more. You know what I mean?
I mean,
all that stuff you can fit. I mean, I know most of it is just longer extended scenes. And so there's some that really have no relevance to, it, but I don't know, maybe flashback to that. I don't know.
Like the Philip Jeffries stuff.
Yeah. Do exactly.
Well, they did do that in the series.
Yeah. But they only did it with that one little scene. I mean, I would have done more with like, with the convenience store and done more with Jumping Man. You know, I just, at the end of the day, it's never going to hit the expectations that we set for ourselves. You know, we had such high expectations waiting 25 years. So I think the thing I like that you said the most, Pick, is that it's challenging. Because at the end of the day, and after 6 months, that's one thing that I learned is that, you know, we have to accept what it was for what it was. And going back and rewatching it, I had the same love of the ride that I had when we first watched it. At the end, it wasn't what I would do, but, you know, the end is what the end is. I enjoyed the ride. I love going back listening to the podcast. I loved our theories, and we still, there's so much we don't know. So, I don't know. Kel, what do you think? I mean, I don't want to say your final thoughts, but what if you could wrap up the return, how would you wrap it up? I guess in terms of your thoughts on it.
Gotcha. You know, from, you know, waiting all the time, watching the show, and then finally hearing about it coming back, and then waiting the time that we had to wait for it to come back, you know, and then when it came, it kind of, you know, at first it was cool. You get to see the same characters again a little bit, and, you know, it had a good vibe. You know, you saw Ed, you saw Shelley and Bobby and, you know, Norma. And, of course, at the sheriff's station and stuff. So you kind of have that. And, you know, kind of like close that chapter, you know. But also, it like I was saying before, it brought in the, you know, the Black Lodge or White Lodge, type of feel too. Then I was never going to in my whole life expect to see Evil Cooper and Dougie and whatever else, you know, manifestations happened. Richard and the you know, it was just wild. Yeah. And then, you know, like you're saying at the very end, you know, it's kind of like, wow. You know, it left me with a Lynchian ending. You know, I'm like, well, I'm not really sure what's going on. I mean, who was that dead guy on the couch? Why is he just like, okay, I'm just going to go along with whatever you're saying, you know? You know, Cooper or whoever he is. And then what was the whole thing with Judy? I don't know. I don't know. So maybe in 25 years, I'm kidding. No.
So let me ask you guys both this. I don't care who takes it. If they were to come back again and Lynch say, you know what? We had a blast. We're going to do another season. Would you want them to do it? Would you want them? What if they, cause how would you want it, Pick, if they were to come back? We'll start with you, Pick. We'll go to you next, Kel. We'll give you time to think. But, what do you want if they were to come back, Pick? How would you want it?
You mean like if season 3 ever happens?
Season 4. This is,
or, you know what I mean? Season 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
The return two.
Still returning.
Twin Peaks, the return number two.
Electric Boogaloo. I gotta have some kind of answer to what the fuck happened in that finale, dude.
I kind of want to see, you know, Sarah like rip the throat out of some other dude at the bar. Like, I want to continue. I want to follow Sarah as, like, this weird creature that watches weird TV at night and drinks a lot of vodka and smokes a lot of cigarettes. And then, like, is like, you don't want to mess with me. And it's, like, this weird, shaky old lady. And the guys are like, whatever. And then she's like, I just rip your throat out.
Well, she, like, was Judy,
show,
right?
I want to agree on that? I want a show about don't talk. I'm telling you, it must happen. I want this. I want the show. We have to write the theme song to it.
So, you know, I think it's safe to say that the timeline that we know and love continued, because after the split, so in 17, the timeline split, right? But
nothing existed.
But then why would they take the time?
Laura never died.
Yeah, but after it split.
It's not Laura, though. That's Carrie, whatever her name is.
But after it...
No, but remember Cooper went in there and saved Laura from being killed.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, remember Pete never found Laura dead and wrapped in plastic.
But after it split, we saw the new Dougie. We saw them building the new Dougie and new Dougie going back to that timeline. So is it safe to believe that both timelines exist? Otherwise, what's the point of Dougie going there? And so if that is the case, would you
Who the fuck is Carrie then? Is she a totally different timeline?
It's a different timeline, I would imagine.
And what's going on with Judy and Richard and Judy Linda. And Cooper?
Wasn't Richard and Linda just... maybe what they were trying to say is Richard and Linda, two birds with one stone. Richard and Linda, wasn't that Coop and Diane? In that timeline, he was Richard and Diane was Linda. So if that's the case, maybe that's the timeline they needed to go to.
And that's what she was like, who are you? When she was talking to Cooper, like the bad Cooper. She's like, I don't know who you are. You're the bad Cooper guy. So who are you?
Let me throw one more scenario out at you. Mark Frost decides, you know what? We're going to go back. We're going to do another season of Twin Peaks. It's just going to be the town of Twin Peaks. You know, we'll have, if Kyle MacLachlan will come back, we will have him back.
All I know is I hope there's lots of sparkle.
He will be back as Dougie. And we're just going to focus on the town of Twin Peaks. The only caveat, no David Lynch. David Lynch says, you know what, peace, I'm out. Mark Frost decides to take the reins. But he plans to take it back to the original.
Kind of like a cool Eureka, you know, like a weirdo town in like when outsiders come in, they're like, what the fuck is going on around here? These people are weird. They're like dancing in the diner. And
I mean, is that a show that you guys would be interested in still? David Lynch's.
Well, I think it should have already been done, you know, but I don't know. Honestly, it's kind of like, I don't think I want that. I want it to be how it is, you know? Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know. I'm torn.
Well,
I'm there at 8 o'clock Sunday every night, ready to go, ready to podcast, ready to talk about all the brand new characters we'll never see again. The ones that make cameos and then just disappear. I'm in it. Let's do it.
Awesome. Well, we've been going for an hour. I mean,
48
hours. Is there anything else that I've missed that we need to attack before we wrap up and we'll do some announcements and stuff? Anything else before we end here? I want to say thank you to someone, and I got a pretty cool story to tell. The other day we were at work, and our marketing director. Is in my office. I work. I'm a small office. There's like five people in the office, but one of them's our marketing director, and she's like, "Oh, hey, by the way, these people are coming. Can you let them in?" Because I work the front desk, and it turns out it was two reps from Showtime. So as they're
what?
It was two reps from Showtime. So as they were leaving, I'm like, "Hey, you know, you got any Twin Peaks stuff?" I do a Twin Peaks podcast. So they sent me a box of fun stuff. And I was
going to... I fucking hate you.
I was...
I know, right?
No, you don't, because I got your address pick, and I already have your address, Kel, and I'm mailing you guys some stuff.
Yay!
So here's
that's
the thing.
That's so fun. Thank you.
They sent me...
I'm so excited now.
So here's the thing you got to fight about. They sent me a poster, the same one that I had here. They sent me a t-shirt. I don't know if it's one It looks like it's one, but it's kind of thick. So I don't know. It's a looks like it's an adult large, but it's a pretty cool that Welcome to Twin Peaks sign thing. So I don't know. We could talk off the air. One of you guys wants a poster. One of you guys wants a T-shirt. I'll be happy to mail them. And then they gave me one more thing.
I wonder what's going to happen here. Kevin's going to get the poster because he.
I do. Well, let's see. I don't know. Maybe I think I wore a adult large in third grade, so I'm having some issues there.
But they sent me one more thing that I do apologize, but I'm keeping this for myself.
Hey, it's okay. You earned it, man.
It is a Twin Peaks Log Lady Log Pillow. How? Freaking amazing!
How long has he been holding on to that,
this?
Dude?
Like three. Whenever I ask Pick for his address, how badass is this log lady log pillow? I don't know if you can
awesome.
See that.
That is good.
But it says,
and it's official, right?
See that? Twin Peaks.
Oh, I hate you. I do. I think you should murder
logo.
Him and take it.
They,
I need a picture. Send to me, please.
I want to murder you now and take your pillow.
I'm gonna open it.
Instagram. That's the thing, Gunner. Like you know, I wore a large shirt in third grade, but I use big pillows.
Look at this. It's a hoodie.
That's a hoodie sweatshirt. That's cool.
It's thin, like a t-shirt.
That's nice.
I guess you're.
Well, you're like, I want all of it.
It's an adult large, so I don't know if you could squeeze pick. I know you'll try, but I might send Cal the shirt if that's cool, and then I'll send you the poster pick.
This is fucking travesty.
What? I specifically, as they were walking out, I said, hey, if you could send some stuff. I said, my co-hosts were jealous because I got a Twin Peaks poster, and she sent me stuff. So I asked for stuff for you guys. So I will mail that to you. Maybe we'll take pictures for
you.
So that's
my pillow, bitch.
I think I want the pillow too, guys.
We have to have custody. Every four months I have it. 4 months you have it.
The only fair thing to do to keep you guys from fighting is I'll hang on to the log lady. And I left it at work for like.
Here's the thing, though, Gunner. If I got the log, nobody's gonna want it after me.
Hold on.
What are you gonna do with it? Oh my god!
My log is telling me something.
Well, you know my American Psycho pillowcase.
I mean, it is her husband.
My log hates fire. Happy 6 month anniversary to the end of Peaks, and hopefully, it's not another.
I was channeling Laura.
Yes, and it would not be a Firecast with us if I didn't do one thing, Kel.
That little game that I play where, you know, I did my David Lynch songs or whatever. They did Just You, and I was like, oh, that's awesome.
It would not be a Firecast with us, Cal, if I didn't do this. If I didn't have a machine that worked.
Just you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'll sing it for you. And I.
It sounds ironically the same.
Together. Forever. And
hey, Kelly, did you ever see my one Twin Peak print?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? In honor of our last ever show, Kelly.
Oh, yes. That's really cool.
In honor of our past possible last ever show, I will not play that song.
Oh,
in honor of you,
my God.
In honor of you, we will not play Just You, but we got to go out on something.
That's so sweet.
And every show we ended on a different track. Some we repeated a couple, but there was one that we didn't never end on. We never ended on it. So we're going to play that today to end the show. You know,
the Chromatic song.
You know, which one it is? This song is awesome. I love it. So
Yeah, it's the first time we see Bad Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you don't know what's happening. You it's like, you get that dark woods feeling. You know, like, Laura's going to get off of the motorcycle at any minute and run into the woods and be like, eating Jack or something. The way the roads, like you're saying, you know, it's kind of off highway edge too.
Yeah. All right, guys, for Gunnar Malmstrom, Kelly Neal, Kevin Pickle Deal, we will be back in some form or another. Love you guys. Thank you for going on this ride with us. And love you guys.